Although you have seen me, you do not believe. What a haunting phrase from Jesus to the crowds today. Imagine, right, seeing the second person of the Trinity in flesh, Jesus Christ, and somehow not being able to recognize him at all. It isn't something we have to be afraid of, though. And I think the first reading highlights that for us well. What sets the crowds apart who follow Jesus from Stephen, Philip, his disciples? The difference is that the disciples who follow him after his resurrection, Stephen, Philip, the apostles, is that they choose to live their faith. They don't have any more answers than the crowds do. They don't have any more sign than the crowds do. All they have is Jesus. But they choose to believe in him. They abandon their whole life to live for Jesus. He can only give you so many reasons to do that. At some point, it's up to us. And that's why he says, nothing's lost that comes to me. But we have to choose to believe in him. We have to choose to lay down our life for him. And so today, it's a wonderful grace to ask Jesus for, that we might be able to abandon our earthly life so that we might be able to receive eternal life. What do we have to lose? Here on this earth, we literally have everything to lose. Just like the first disciples and apostles, our life, our family, our homeland, we could lose it all. But we gain eternal joy with Jesus in heaven. Jesus, help me to abandon my life in love of you.